Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Mr. Sterling's bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rich Gaynor is our guest. Mullings.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. And he's a political expert and operative and of the Republican persuasion most of the time. Rich, thanks again for being here. I want to wrap up real quick on this Mueller report. What's left to be done? I mean, are the Democrats just going to kind of let this go? And when they if they determine that there's no meat there, there's nothing to grab onto, are they going to keep beating this thing and bringing this up over and over again through the election?
Oh, sure.
To kind of
even if it's not the collusion part of it, they are. You don't have to have committed a crime to have obstructed justice in the investigation of that
right.
crime.
Yeah.
You can obstruct justice without there being an underlying crime. And I think that's what the White House is really concerned about, whether all of Donald Trump's statements and deeds
right.
from the very time he was sworn in add up to obstruction of justice. And that's a very dangerous thing. Now, whether or not they – you know, one of the things that I remember back in 1998, I was running a thing called GOPAC,
mm-hmm.
which was Newt Gingrich's PAC, and that was the year that in December of that year, after a year of pulling and tugging and arguing, the House impeached Bill Clinton and then sent it over to the Senate. And as our readers know, but some people don't, impeachment is the indictment, and then it goes
right.
to the Senate.
They try him.
They act as the jury, and you need two-thirds of the senators to approve the impeachment to get rid of a sitting president or a federal judge or anybody. But, you know, even though the Judiciary Committee in the House is whatever it is, 38 members,
mm-hmm.
42 members, and there's 435 other members doing other stuff, it just sucks the oxygen out of the entire Capitol
right.
when something like that's going on. And I think Nancy Pelosi, I don't agree with her on much, but I think she's right about this. If they get into an impeachment mode, and unless there's some absolutely drop-dead clear evidence of obstruction, I think she believes that holding that just out of the president's reach as a, as something Democrats can run on
right.
without actually officially starting impeachment proceedings is the right way to go, or else they won't get anything else done.
Yeah, they got to be careful not to overplay their hand, don't they? Because there are
right.
people out there in the middle. There's enough people in the middle out there who don't hate Trump, who maybe don't like everything that he does, the way he does everything, but they don't hate him. They look around themselves and they see things. A lot of their world is better, and
yep.
and to overplay that hand risks those votes, doesn't it?
It does, and as we found out in 2016, and we've known, you and I have known for all the years we've been either involved in or interested in politics, is that it's not so much, you know, who's the base supporter on each side.
Right.
It's the persuadables, the people in the media in the middle, and the things that get them to get up and get out to vote on, you know, the first Tuesday after the first
mm-hmm.
Monday in November.
I want to change the subject a little bit and talk about, I want to ask you this question. In your lifetime, every new freshman senator, I mean, not senator, member of Congress, representative of the House, elected, don't those guys usually show up? They kind of almost have to come in the back door. They have to wear their little proby caps and little pledge caps with the wheel on the top, and they you know have to eat rat food, you know, things like that, you know, things like that, till they, for 10 years, they have to be backbenchers. Shut up and keep your mouth shut for 10 years. We'll let you know when you can open it. Hasn't that been the kind of the norm for in history?
The only other time, Jim, that I can remember in my long career here in Washington, that has not been the case, that what you just described is almost always the case. The only other time I can remember that has not been was when Newt was elected.
Yeah.
And Newt, I mean, AOC reminds me of Newt without the advanced.
Ocasio Cortez around here. We don't call her AOC around here. Ocasio Cortez.
I know, but I couldn't think of it.
I'll help you.
But I mean, the issue for Newt has always been that he had to have a goal in mind when from the time he got to Washington.
Yeah.
Until he
I'm gonna shorten you up a little bit, Rich. Even he didn't have that kind of impact. And maybe the Tea Party could be close on the Republican side, but when have you ever seen one individual with virtually no credentials? Literally no credentials. Barrett has never made a payroll. Doesn't know about balancing a family checkbook, and never really worked for any organization. Become such an image for a party, for the future of the party as Ocasio Cortez has been. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah,
in your life?
She's a generational freshman. I absolutely agree. And in Yiddish, there's a word for it. It's called chutzpah.
Yeah.
Care. You just go out and say what you're going to say, and damn the torpedoes for it. She's a lot like Trump in that if she's got a thin skin, and anybody who disagrees with her, she immediately attacks, and she's got her group of followers on the Hill and her group of followers in the media who will.
That's
But
Rich, she's not a serious person. She's not a serious person because she doesn't know how things work. And when she proposes things that don't work, 2 + 2 doesn't make 5. And you can't keep adding it over and over again. I don't care what you call it. It's still never going to be 5.
Yeah, well, tomorrow marks the beginning of the 4th month of her public service. That's how long she's been around.
I know. It's incredible. And it's unjustified. I'd like to interview her. I'd love to be able to interview her. Tintail, right back with Rich Gavin. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.